Hello, 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 everyone. How are you? Hope you're having an incredible, incredible day, and may peace be upon you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me, your host, Dr. Izdihan Jamil, on my show, Yes, I Can. And today I have a fabulous guest, a good friend of mine, Greg Huffman, who is a life and business coach, and his mission is to help people get unstuck and create a life that matters the most to them. So Greg, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, thank you. I've been looking forward to this. And anytime I get to talk to you, Izzy, is an amazing time.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Greg. So today, Greg and I are going to be talking about ideas that can fast track your life, your business, but also something that is meaningful to you, that is in alignment to you, that as you grow, as you expand, as you stretch out that container, a lot of things are going to be in the way. Like Greg and I were having conversation before earlier, like, you know, you go a step and then you hit a block and then you hit another block and then either you go through or you go past it. And we were also talking about, you know, at times when you do the work for weeks, for days, for months, for years, and nothing happens. But it's just, if you have that alignment, which Greg is like, you know, he's an expert in, when you have the alignment and getting unstuck in that place, that work is going to come to fruition. So Greg, first of all, let's just share very quickly about how did you get into here, into life and business coaching? I know that you mentioned that life, your health was something that's driven you to this point.
So I was 37, so it's almost 10 years ago. My dream as a kid was always to run my own business. And I did that right at age 19. It was right out of high school. I opened up a lawn and landscaping business, and it was just a college job at the time to make some extra money.
Yes.
And from there, it just kind of grew and took off, and life was really good. Like, I enjoyed doing what I was doing, and the business was growing. Mm-hmm. And then one day we were out doing fall cleanups or cleaning up leaves, and I'm walking around with a blower, and all of a sudden I take this step, and then there's this like intense nerve tingling that just shot down my left leg. And it's just constant,
like a pulling sharp pain.
Yeah, well, think like if you hit your funny bone.
Yeah.
That feeling that kind of goes down your arm, that's what it was like in my leg.
Mm-hmm.
And then a month later, it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
Except now it's going all the way from my neck down to my toes at that point. And then my head just starts to pound all the time. Like feels like a sinus infection, like, and a balloon's probably to pop.
Mm-hmm.
And just when I eat, like, I'm getting sick all the time. So I go to the doctor and just hoping to get some answers with what's going on. And they don't have any. And finally, like, there was one day at the doctor's office that he kind of looks up. He hadn't mentioned the thing about the tingling. He was talking about some other things. And so I ask him, because it's impacting my life so much. Mm-hmm. And he's like, Greg, there's nothing that we can do. You're just going to have to live with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going through your mind, like, what? Wait a minute. You're the doctor. You're supposed to fix this, right? Like, that's your job. Like, fix me. And it was more than just even the health issues. It was how it impacted the rest of your life. Like, even getting a hug would just make the tingling intensify for hours afterwards. So you're not quite sure how to, like, you almost dread like even a hug, which kind of sucks. And it's also like draining me of energy. Like, every time I work, like, it makes my head pound even more.
Mm-hmm.
And so this business that you love now is taking like everything that you have. Mm-hmm. And how you don't have any answers, and it's just continuing to get worse. But it also really impacted my marriage. It finally came, it's just the weight of everything. You know, I'm sure I wasn't the most fun person to deal with at that time, with all the stuff going on. So kudos to my wife for putting up with me during that time. But there came one time, there's one day I was just standing in the kitchen and she walked in, and you ever have it where you look at somebody, you can just tell that they're going to say something and you're probably not going to like it. Mm-hmm. That was kind of the look that she had. And so when she finally did talk, she's like, Greg, I just can't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. And I mean, your heart kind of drops at that time. And it's like, okay, there's a lot I got to do. And, you know, how do I get through this? And it finally came to the point after this time frame had gone for like 2 years. And I finally came to the point where I thought I was going to be on disability. That's how much it progressed. And I kind of sat there and knew that I had to do something. Like, that's not who I was. Like, I always was searching for an answer. Like, that's kind of one of the themes I'd always had in life was there's always a way. Yes. And so I just dug in and I'm like, no matter what, I'm going to do everything I possibly can to find an answer, because I didn't want to be like a burden to my wife. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't want what was going on either, but you know, I didn't want to put that on her. I mean, in 30s, trying to take care of your husband for the rest of your life, that's wasn't the life I wanted for us. Mm-hmm. And so I started doing research and I started to discover things that I could do that the doctors weren't telling me. Mm-hmm. And so I changed the food that I ate. That had a huge impact, getting more back to like whole foods and like one of the simplest ways I heard it was eat more greens, less whites and whole foods. So I was really sticking to that, but I was researching diets that could change things around. And I started meditating to try to get rid of the stress. Mm-hmm. And I even started at one point I was taking clay baths while I listened to Michael Bolton. I don't know if you know who that is, but usually for guys, that's not what you'd be in the, my wife actually came home one time when I was doing it. She had no idea that I was doing it. And she just like, there was just this look on her face. Like, what are you doing? Like, I don't know who this is in this tub right now. I'm like trying to explain it to her, but there was like a, when I was in there though, like one of the songs that was on there was When I Get Back on My Feet Again, that he sang. Mm-hmm. That kind of became like my theme song. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get back on my feet again. Yeah. And as I started doing the things, like slowly it started to work. My head started to pound less. The tingling was subsided. When I eat, I wasn't getting sick. Mm-hmm. But finally, at one point, like, I just woke up one morning and the tingling was gone.
Oh my God.
And that was like, that just like, I can't even describe the joy that happened when I just knowing that like, hey, I overcame this. And now, you know, like what's the, at first, you know, I was like, okay, what, I'm just happy to be healthy. And, you know, but then as time went on, it really drew me to wanting to help others that are like stuck in life, because there's so many times that we get so focused in on things and we feel like there's nothing we can do within our control. Mm-hmm. And so it led me to go back and get coaching certifications and then start my own coaching business from there. And then I really have a passion to just help people first get unstuck, but then to go out and create the life that matters most to them. Mm-hmm. And even better, it's even better if you can do it with a business to where it can spread. So you're helping other people through your business also discover what matters most to them and have that life that's with purpose and you're on track. And it makes just a huge difference in your life. So that's kind of the story of how I got into coaching.
Nice. That's, oh my God, that's so many different hurdles that you had to went through, you know, first, having your health, I always feel like when you have something in your body, it's your body telling you a message about something that we kind of like ignore. So obviously you and I, we are not trained to listen to our body. We're trained to like stuff things in, put a band-aid, and then you will probably like everything around you probably shattered the moment the doctor said there's nothing you can do about it. You just have to live with it. And it's kind of like similar to mine. I had when I first had when I had my first child abroad, I had a back pain just a few days after.
Yeah.
And you know, it's 10 years, 11 years of living with that. Just like you, the doctor said, you know what, you know, it's part of it, it's never gonna go away. And I know obviously I believe them because they're the expert, right?
Picture.
Exactly. Like, okay, I do this, I do acupuncture, I do chiropractic, I do so many things. They're like, no, you just have to live with it. It's never going to go away. And then to a point, I'm like, this is not okay. You can't expect me to live just like you. Like, you can't expect me to live in this way, in this moment, in this pain point, for the rest of my life. I'm like, what kind of life is that? Surely, right. There's a million plants and animals on land and a million on sea, plants and animals. Surely, mm-hmm. There's one that is a cure for me. Surely, right? With that abundance. This is crazy. So, but I love the fact that you said that when you're stuck, it not only impacts you, but impacts the people around you. Like you said, your business was impacted, your relationship with your wife, your relationship with yourself was impacted from there. So what I want to ask you then, Greg, Ben, what is a couple of steps or a couple of ideas that you can share to help people get unstuck? You know, one of the things that you mentioned is that eat more greens or eat more whole foods, cook, not so much of the processed food, right? Not so much of the processed food, not so much of all those takeaways, those fast food, but more kind of the raw. I was told that if you want to feel alive, you got to eat alive things. So raw food, raw vegetables. So what are the couple of tips that people can use to get unstuck? If you want to give one about business and one about health-wise or life in general.
Okay. One of the most important things, I think, is a lot of times when you're stuck, life or business in this mm-hmm. matter, or health, is we get so zoomed in, like we're so focused in on what's going wrong that we don't take the time to kind of step back and try to find the big picture. Mm-hmm. And that's usually where, like, getting that awareness that there is a possible solution out there, and that, because when we're zoomed in, that's all we see is just that one specific thing. And that's where so much hopelessness can come from. Mm-hmm. And if we can do that, and then also at the same time, take responsibilities, like especially in your health, one of the big things for me was I was the one in charge of my health, not the doctor. The doctor is there to help me through the process. And you want to find the good doctors. I saw a stat, it was in a book the other day, that if someone's got a chronic condition that kind of there's no answers, it takes on average 6 different doctors to actually find one before you find one that knows how to help.
Yeah.
And which
or willing is, to help or willing to go through the extra mile.
Yeah, that actually knows, okay, there's this, because you have to have that drive to figure it out, because if there's so much broken in the medical system on different levels, and it's not just like it's a bad doctor or that, is they're on time pressure to get you in and out of there from their bosses, you know, all the way up, because you know there's money. Then the pharmaceuticals is where they get a lot of that, and sometimes unfortunately they're focused on, instead of helping you, sometimes they get more focused on money. And that's not always true. I don't want to paint a bad picture about every, you know, all that, but
all the good,
there is good within it right now. But to get out and get that zoomed in or zoomed out, so you can get a perspective of where you're at, and finding somebody that's there that can like hold a space for you to find that, and that has the best intentions for you and what's best for you going forward. And then, so especially like if you're a creative person, you know that you have to have that space to yourself where you can kind of connect to, for me, I imagine, it's connecting to God, but some people it's nature.
Yeah.
But being able to connect to that, it just helps with that awareness. And then you start to see these different possible paths that you can try and come about. And even if it's a relationship, like getting back and remembering what's the main reason we're here, you know, what's that purpose, you know, like in a relationship, it's, you know, loving that person, you know, that's the main thing. And so often we can get sidetracked onto this thing over here, or this thing over here, that we lose sight of the thing that mattered the most. And so it's getting zoomed out and seeing what matters the most will help a lot in getting unstuck.
Yeah, that is a really, really good point that you mentioned, and kind of like asking for help from the right people, or the people who are willing to fight for you, because with their expertise, because like you mentioned earlier, like it takes about an average 6 doctors. And God knows, over the years, I have seen more than 6 doctors and different...
That was higher for you.
Exactly. Yeah. Like over this one here on different countries, different continents and what have you not. But it's just a matter of, I feel also you got to trust your gut instinct with whether that person is a right fit for you. They may be amazing at what they do, but they may not be the right fit for you, you know, in terms of that is the most beneficial for you. So you raise a really good point there on asking help with the right people that is going to be most beneficial to you, and being responsible. Like, you took away that, hang on a minute, I'm responsible for my health. I can eat this way. I can do this way. I can move this way. I can do crazy stuff on the back tower when listening to that song. Meditating was one of the things that you mentioned as well. And the zooming out with the people that matters. And like I said, it's not just you, especially you. Even if you're single, you still have your family members, you still have your friends, you still have your colleagues. So you're never on your own, and the impact to that. And definitely kudos to your wife. What an amazing person she is, because I know it's not easy taking care of another person that is going through cellular transformation. I remember, like, my husband had, you know, the bugs the other day. So he was in quarantine for 5 days or so. And I'm like, babe, come on now. Like, it's hard work. It's hard work, because you have to take care of him, take care of the kid, take care of the household. I'm like, babe, come on. Like, you know, I'm going to hurry up. But it takes the caretaker, right? The caretaker, your wife became your caretaker in her 30s. So even though she's still young, but it's still emotionally, physically, mentally drained. So what coming from there is that, how do you then take care of your loved ones? Because I know then you were like so focused on yourself and the healing, but now that you're back in again, like, how do you take care of your loved ones? Because otherwise she wouldn't be standing here with you today. She'd be okay, bye. So how do you take care of your loved ones? And like, you know what? I'm going to get through this. Just bear with me, because I'm guessing she's that close to like, it's not going to work out anymore. She's like that close to
say goodbye. We were separated for a little bit. We still stayed in the same house, but I was downstairs and she was upstairs.
And the roommate.
And so for me, getting through that with the loved ones, it was really kind of what we talked about, remembering what's most important. And still, you learn a lot about yourself. Like when you go through something like that, you find out that you are way stronger than you ever realized. And that strength comes from there. But you, making sure that you're still appreciative and grateful for what they're doing. And even if you can do like small little things, I mean, you're in a bad spot, but there's still a two-way thing, you know, in a relationship, people caring for you, it's still a two-way thing. And even though you feel like, you know, maybe you can't, like some people are like always, you know, like acts of service, you know, that's how they know how to show their love.
Yes.
But you can find other ways to show it, whether it's through words or just talking with them. And allowing them to, like, knowing that they're under a lot of stress taking care of you. And being gracious with that. Realize that, you know what, maybe there was a harsh word said, but that was more of the stress talking than who the person truly is. And just being able to step back and realize what they're going through at the same time. So there's this kind of grace between both of you and forgiveness back and forth to really bond. Like with relationships, a lot of it is you're doing it in a way you love that person. So the things that you're doing are for them, and you're doing it regardless of even how it comes back to you. That's who you want, and that's want to be, and that's who you want to be in that relationship. A lot of times we get to like, well, they did this, so I'm going to do this, and it goes back and forth, and it just collapses from there. You know, even if you're not getting it back in that moment, if you keep doing that, usually it does start coming back, and it can heal a lot of things and create that relationship where you get back to remembering why it was you got in it in the first place. Because we can just talk it out so easily.
Absolutely.
And allowing them to have some space to, you know, do the things that they love to do still. You might be sitting at home alone, but that's okay, because you know that they need to be able to recharge to be their best with you too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like, you know, you've got so many tips and practices, and even your story, I think it should be recorded in a book somewhere, like, you know, like put it together in a book, like a life book.
My mom was on me the other day, like, you need to write a book. I'm like, I don't know.
Greg, you're speaking to someone who knows about books and publicity, so we're gonna touch.
I have a signed copy of yours.
But I love what you said about those little things that you can do, you know, kind of like, you know, it's going to be tough what you go through. It's going to be tough, but at least those little things that you can say, that's going to make a huge difference, like saying thank you, or saying, you know, get them, order them a flower, or whatever it is, or help do the dishes, you know, just those little things that's going to be so meaningful along the way. Jack Canfield wrote in his book, The Success Principle, that it takes 1,000 little steps to get to the big things. You never just jump to the, like he was saying, an example of being a New York Times bestselling author. And it didn't just happen. It's all the little steps that he had to go through to make that happen. And you're so on point about those little steps. It's going to make a difference. And just focus on what is it that got you in that relationship in the first place, all the good things. Because I remember this when my husband the other day, he was cleaning the fridge, right? So he cleaned all the fridge and everything. You know, it's hard, right? You have to take the stuff out. Right. You have to clean it, scrub it, and do this. So he did that for me. And then when I opened the fridge and then I saw this tomato there and it was rotten. And I'm like, babe, why is there this rotten tomato there? Yeah. And he's like, I cleaned the whole fridge for you. And all that you see is that rotten tomato. And then I'm like, okay, like, because it's a big deal. If you don't, you know, like, it's a big deal to clean a fridge. And that's, and then I realized that's automatically what I tend to do. I tend to focus on immediately that little thing that's, you know, that small, that's not so great, but overrides the bigger thing. So you're on point of that with, and that is what I'm guessing what essentially kind of brought you back together, like from the up to the down, now you're on the same level.
I forgot that I was saying things were getting better, that we, you know, we saved our marriage, and that's a big deal. I mean, I didn't realize till after I'd gone through everything, because when you're in it, when you lose your health, you realize like that becomes one of the most important things to you. Like, you take it so for granted when you have it. But if you don't, like, it becomes a focus of everything. Just getting you know, through the days. And, but I was forgetting where I was going with that. In the end, you always have to, you definitely have to be grateful for the people and things in your life. And just, even if you just take, you know, even if it's just one thing, you know, it can change your mindset. Like I saw this, they actually have a equation or a ratio for what makes people happy. And it's 5 positive actions to 1 negative one. Like if you want a healthy relationship, 5 good things have to happen for every negative one. And if you do that, then your relationship is probably good and going. And if that's just how powerful the negative is. So like even you observing there, you know, with the refrigerator, you know, like, man, he did do all that.
Correct.
And I just focused on that. And I don't even know why I did it. I focused on that. It's just, you have to be intentional there about being grateful for things in your life.
Absolutely.
And like there's even for like a relationship, I had a coach one time, he called it 2 seconds and appreciate. Mm-hmm. He's like, just go up and give him a hug for 2 seconds and just really be in it and present in that hug. You know, like, and say, I love you afterwards. It is amazing how much that will do in the relationship.
Awesome. Like,
it was just once a day or even a week. I mean, yeah, that connection. We don't sometimes have to have like quantity's not always the answer. Correct.
Not every 5 minutes you're going to give people a hug, right? But at least, you know.
If I gave my wife a hug for 5 minutes, she'd probably be like, okay.
Yeah, it's like, stay away. Like, like, go
away. I like you, but.
It's like, go away. Like, but absolutely, it's just, you know, the connection, you know, behalf, right? It's the connection that you want to have with this emotional, physical, spiritual connection, whatever way. I know that, you know, that people have different love languages, but I do feel that as much as you can, you wanna do things that something spiritual, something emotional, something physical in terms of, you know, either gratitude or having that connection with that person. Because we're like a being, right? We're not just physical,
exactly.
Like we're not just emotional. We're not, you know, just that. But if we can kind of satisfy the little, you know, all those parts, I think that would be amazing. And also may you and, you know, your family and myself, my family, and those who are listening, may we always be granted great health. May we always be granted, we call it the Shifa or the cure, like the ultimate cure. May we always be granted the ultimate cure to help us in having the best life, because without health, everything just goes, even if you have millions of dollars in the bank account, it does not make a difference. Even a pain, you know, a cough or something, just triggers everything like a downfall. So may we always be granted great health and always be guided to have the Shifa and the ultimate cure in taking care of our health. So Greg, let's wrap up the conversation then. So I have one final question for you. What is one fun thing that you do that people don't know about?
Oh, one thing they don't
know. Apart from that Michael Bolton song. Guy with a big hat, right? Michael Bolton?
Yeah. Michael Bolton was, he did a lot of like love songs and things like that. He was really popular at the
80s, 90s.
Like the 80s, the 90s time. Yeah.
You can imagine the clothes he wear, the 80s, right? They have a particular...
It's it can be like, you tell that story, like if you have like a man card, you know, that's not quite as cool. They're going back. I don't know, Greg.
Well, clearly he made millions just by doing that. So Michael Bolton nailed it. You know, he clearly made millions by doing that. So what's one fun thing that you do then, Greg, that people don't know about?
People don't know about. I love this. Probably I like to go around, like we got cats and dogs, and so I'll go around, sometimes I'll sing them a song, just a random song, making up words, and my wife usually looks at me like, please stop, you're not a singer. But it's fun. You know, like we had one that a cat that was named Wild Thing, so I would sit there and Wild Thing, you know, with that, and just singing these like little songs. Those are fun little things. That the only one who knows about that is my wife. So
now
a lot of people do.
Yes. Well, that
it's fun. You can't worry about how you're going to look. Just have fun.
Yeah, exactly. That's a fun thing. And also, you know, you're embracing your inner Michael Bolton, you know, exactly. Like seeing that, yeah. You know, embracing that and making that wild thing or your cats and dogs like looking good. They're probably like, my God, daddy is gone crazy now. But who cares? Like, daddy's happy.
That cat would always get pumped up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like,
one of those energetic cats that was almost more like a dog. And so he would get all energized.
Oh my God. It like, whenever I sing to my kids every now and then again, they're like, oh my God, mommy, stop it. It's like, mommy, like enough. Oh my God, mommy. Like, I mean, I don't care. I just like, go for it. I mean, I was in the choir before when I was in mm-hmm. high school. So I did have some training, but obviously it's not like the best right. Beyonce or, you know, Adele kind of thing, but who cares, right? Like, you and I, we can go in karaoke and just like have fun. on the karaoke night.
Bye.
So great. Thank you so much for joining me today and having this conversation about the tips, the tools in order to get unstuck in life. And also more importantly, looking at what's really meaningful, what's really beneficial, what's really important in your life and figuring out a way to get connected with that mm-hmm. or getting back again to it, whether it's yourself, your loved one. So thank you so much for the interview, Greg. I really appreciated having an amazing conversation. So how can people reach out to you? What's your website and what's your social ID? Social media ID. Not, I mean, like, not like social security ID, but your social media.
Oh, that's just a second, I can look that up. I'm greghuffman.com is my website, and you can get a hold of me there if you want to learn more. And then there'll be coming more. There's not a lot there right now, but facebook.com/Greg Huffman. And I'm going to start putting more things on the website, and I'm starting up a blog and some more Facebook posts from there. And if you go to the website, there's links to like my LinkedIn and Instagram. I can't remember what my LinkedIn is right now. So
awesome. GregHuffman.com. So GregHuffman.com. Awesome. Fantastic. Greg, again, once again, thank you so much for joining me in this conversation. For those of you who would love to share your voices on prestigious platforms around the world, whether it's becoming a best-selling author, getting on TV, media, magazines, interview Forbes or TED, check out IzdiHaDamil.com. Thank you for joining. This is your host, Dr. Izdihar Jamil. Tell yourself, yes, I can. And so it is done. Okay, great. Say bye-bye to everybody.
Bye.